The nation's second largest airline is under new management. The board of UAL, the parent company of United Airlines, has unanimously chosen Glenn Tilton as the company's chairman, president, and CEO. Tilton, a former oil industry executive, comes to United at one of the worst times in the airline's 76-year history. NPR's Jackie Northam has this look at the challenges Tilton faces as he assumes control of the Chicago-based company.
Glenn Tilton must be a man who relishes a challenge. United's new chief executive is working against a tight deadline as he tries to win support from the carrier's labor unions and keep the beleaguered company from filing for bankruptcy. Captain Herb Hunter, a spokesman for United Airlines Pilots Union, says Tilton must make the right choices quickly.
If this were a crap game, it would come down to, with the position we're in, United had one roll of the dice.
Hunter says the pilots' union is cautiously optimistic about the airline naming Tilton as its new leader. Tilton was able to guide Texaco Incorporated through a tough financial crisis and bankruptcy. Hunter says on paper, the 54-year-old oil industry executive looks like the best choice.
He has a reputation for understanding financial issues, for being a hands-on leader, for being credible, and for being forthright and honest, and that's what we want. And we certainly didn't have time to drag this out any longer. I think most employees would have liked to have seen it done last month.
Although Tilton was able to turn things around at Texaco, he has no airline experience. Aaron Gelman, a professor with Northwestern University's Transportation Center, says Tilton will be on a steep learning curve if he hopes to turn United around.
What's difficult is the day-to-day workings of an airline, which is a very complex mechanism when you get up to the size and scale and scope of United Airlines. We're talking about an exceedingly complicated enterprise.
And one that's losing a lot of money. United has lost close to $3 billion in the past 18 months. Last month, United warned it would file for bankruptcy this fall if it's not able to win wage concessions from its unions. United's employees own more than half of the airline's shares, and bankruptcy could wipe them out. But wage concessions are crucial if the airline hopes to obtain a $1.8 billion federal loan guarantee. So far, only the pilots' union has promised a 10% give-back, and only if the other unions promise the same. But employees could be more open to concessions with a new leader, says aviation consultant Michael Boyd.
They just want to be led. They don't want to be prodded. They don't want to be threatened. And they don't want to be burdened with blame for failure that's really due to an unfocused management at United over the last 2 years.
Boyd says United Airlines still has its strengths, and he believes Tilton can get the airline back on track.
It's got a good fleet. It's got a good global route system. With the assets United has and the type of momentum that they can have with a new CEO, there's no guarantee you have to go into Chapter 11.
But other analysts are less optimistic and say a bankruptcy filing is only a matter of time. Shares in United jumped slightly at the announcement of Tilton's appointment after hitting record lows in August. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.